Bridget, Carly and Ned, lots of people absolutely love your music. You have been performing at huge events. For example, at the WTG Leipzig
last year. Yeah.
With legends in the past like Christian Death and Marky Ramones.
Yeah.
But why do you think this is that you're so popular?
Not really any secrets. We kind of just do what we do and have fun doing it, and we hope that people like it, and if they do, it's always lovely if they like it and enjoy what we do, because we enjoy doing what we do. So
this is what we saw tonight.
Yeah, well, I mean, we just kind of do what comes natural to us. It all comes from the heart, and, you know, we just do what we do, and hopefully people will enjoy it, because we all enjoy it a lot. So we've got to see a lot of the world because of the music we play, and we appreciate every second of it.
How long does the Dark Shadows as such exist?
With this lineup, about 4 years. Yeah.
How did you girls get to know each other?
Well, Brigitte and I met years ago just from punk rock show from our home, Sydney, and then we kind of connected, clicked really well. We started talking, we had a lot in common, and we were very like-minded. That was really cool. What happened from there?
I called you up one day, said, will you play bass in my band?
Oh yeah,
that's and then she said yes.
And I said, sure, why not? That sounds like fun. Yeah, started doing a few things and had various lineups, tried a few different people, and then, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you journey in a band and trying to find the right people. You connect musically, personality-wise, and all that.
You play classical punk rock, but your style is on the fringe of a lot of things. What are these?
There's lots of, there's so much stuff. I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of 50s rock and roll, Gene Vincent and Eddie Cochran and Elvis and all that kind of thing. But I like a lot of 80s stuff as well, like Bauhaus and The Cure, Sisters of Mercy. I've been listening to a lot of, since coming to Germany and to Europe, I've been listening to a lot of Neue Deutsche Welle kind of stuff, and Grauzone, OHL and Der Fluch and Darf. Yeah, I find that all that kind of music, I haven't really heard a lot of that in Australia, so that was kind of an eye-opener, an ear-opener for me. So, you know, it's like discovering a whole lot of new, fresh kind of music.
And you any inspirations?
I mean, I love all my old 80s punk rock bands. I mean, The Clash I love, and yeah, Susie and the Banshees, and I don't know, Ned likes more. I don't know, we've all got such different, diverse tastes. We could go all night, yeah.
So what would your all-star band look like?
My all-star band? Our all-star band?
Well, Dave Vanian would be singing for sure.
Countdown.
Ian Astonbury, Joe Strummer.
John Bonham would have to be playing drums.
Yeah. Paul Simonon.
Gene Vincent.
Patricia Morrison. Justin Sullivan, New Model Army.
Paul Roman from The Quakes would be playing guitar.
Jesse Michaels, Operation Ivy.
What are we up to?
Susie Sue.
Adam Ant.
Okay. Good Adam Ant.
And Ned told me that Bridget is writing all the lyrics herself. What is it all about?
Different things. Depends upon what mood I'm in.
Is it also politics, or is it love, good love, bad love, heart?
I'm not really a political kind of writer. I like to be aware of stuff, but yeah, it's more about, I don't know, day-to-day life and things that affect me, or I've experienced, or I've seen other people experience. Yeah, it's just a mixture of different things. But I also like a lot of old movies and books and things like that, so I guess I get little bits of inspiration for that as well. So, yeah.
Books and movies.
Yeah. Well, I like a lot of old horror films, and like a lot of silent films, German expressionistic films like Cabin of Dr. Caligari, anything that's quite visual, foreign films. I love all the cheesy kind of classics like Wuthering Heights and Jane Eyre and all those kind of books I loved growing up.
Ned actually told me that he loved being in the UK.
It was the Whitby Gothic Festival, and it's a weekender. Yeah. It was just like a seaside town, beautiful, you know, little town, and just
completely taken over by goths.
Gothic people.
Yeah, it's good to meet other musicians and see other bands. When you play on festivals, that's when you get to see a lot of other bands and meet other musicians and just speak to different people that have come from all over the place, all over the world.
So tell me, maybe you've got an idea, maybe you can tell me the most funniest moment or the most saddest moment that you've experienced since this tour, people you've met.
Well, that could be tonight.
Yeah, we Well, we've been catching, like, around Europe, we have been catching trains to our gigs, much to many people's disbelief, because they think we're crazy. We're like, you should be driving, have a van and everything. Mm. But we are a self-funded independent band from Australia, which happens to be on the other side of the world. So
we're actually traveling by train.
Yeah, so we when we were in the UK, we had a driver and a van that we hired, and same in Italy. But in Europe, it's kind of cheaper for us to travel on the trains. Yeah, it's been, you know, fine, but it's kind of the hardest thing is getting all our gear. We've got like guitars and cymbals and snares strapped to our backs, and luggage and merch and all sorts of suitcases.
You're still on your way.
So we're trying getting everything on the train and then trying to find our seat and all these people and blah, 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 and then...
And you're still on your way. I would like to know, what is the gig and the future you are looking forward to?
Well, I like all of them.
The next one.
Every gig is good. Like, yeah, we always put in as much effort into everything that we do, like more than 100%, because every gig matters, even if there's like two people or 200 people or whatever. We enjoy doing it.
And if there's a gig where there's only two people, the two people still made an effort to come.
Yeah.
So they deserve a show.
Exactly.
So we'll put on a show.
Hopefully they'll come back, spread the word. And then next time it'll double. It'll be four people.
So, girls, this is the end. And is there anything left to say? Anything sad? Anything happy? They want to tell our audience?
Oh, well, I want to say that we love Germany very much. And we want to come back here.
Yeah. All sad to leave.
Everything about Germany, except for the cold weather, is fantastic.
And the cigarette smoke.
No, but it's really great here. We love it. And everybody's so nice.
Yeah.
Everything is so beautiful. The music's great. The people are great. It's a little bit cold. But apart from that, it's really good.
I like the cold. But yeah, I like the mystery of Europe and the people and the just the difference in cultures and languages and the food and the scenery and the architecture and the history. It's just amazing. Like, for us, Australia, it really is an ancient country, and the land, the Aboriginals and all that kind of thing, but as far as European settlement, English settlement, it's quite young, and so we don't have buildings that are hundreds and hundreds of years old and that kind of thing. So it's very different. It's completely different. Yeah, I mean, I really love being here, and I wish we could stay longer and spend more time in each town. That would be nice.
We'd like to come back, yeah.
We'll come back.
We'll
come back.
Das war das Interview mit der All-Girl-Band Dark Shadows aus Australien hier in der Görsetech.